Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
This is Courtney Gray, Life and Body Coach. It is my pleasure to welcome you to another episode of the Road to Rediscovery podcast with Aubrey Johnson. Happy listening.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on the Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, take it to the next level and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. Are you ready to take your listening to the next level? Well, subscribe to The Road to Rediscovery podcast premium on Supercast. Get access to exclusive content, special episodes, and limited edition gifts like a coffee mug, keychain, stylus pen, and so much more. All sorts of good swag starting from $5 monthly or $50 for the year. Just visit roadtorediscovery.supercast.com. That's road, the number two, rediscovery.supercast.com. All right. My special guest is the founder and CEO of The Wellnest and creator of the Global Domination Marketing. Wellness Global is a community and network of wonderful holistic resources, helping people find practitioners, coaches, and more, offering a wide range of products and resources to develop and nurture your whole self. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Valerie Angle to the show. Valerie, welcome. It's so great to have you here.
Yes, I'm so happy to finally be here, Aubrey, and spend some time with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Likewise, we are thrilled to have you here as well. So, Valerie, if we can just first kind of unpack the, let's unpack Wellnest, right? Tell us a little bit more about Wellnest Global and as well as Global Domination Marketing, and maybe share just a glimpse of your journey and what inspired you to start this endeavor.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So Wellnest Global has kind of transformed over the past 5 years from an idea to share products and services that were really helping myself and my family. And this was pre-pandemic, you know, this was before that, but I had discovered some resources that really sort of caused me to stop and pivot in the way that I was caring for my own mental, spiritual, and physical needs, and especially that of my kids. I'm a mom of three. So they're now 14, 16, and 21. So we've been through lots of different, all the childhood stuff, and now the teenage stuff and the young adult stuff. And I really was just enjoying sharing so many resources with friends, because, you know, for me, I was a single mom back then, and I was just kind of doing what, you know, my parents had done with me and trying to use the same tools and resources that we had. And one day a friend of mine saw me struggling and said, "Hey, let me introduce you to some things that might help you." And so I wanted to do that for other people. Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I started having like little classes and just talking to people one-on-one. And that is when I met my now husband, who at the time was just my UPS driver, and we were having conversations.
Yeah.
It's that situation, that fun situation. But we would have little 10-minute conversations about, you know, different little things, different natural resources and things like that, because he was into that too. And that's kind of what prompted the idea of starting a business around sharing these resources. So we started with a physical brick and mortar space. sort of a wellness center, but a collaborative where multiple people could come in and teach classes, do workshops, you know, yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong. Mm-hmm. We even had some karate and just all sorts of different things in there. And then over the years, it sort of morphed into more of an online resource network. And I've just been connecting with amazing people around the world. And
thanks for listening. To hear the full conversation, please subscribe to our premium channel by visiting roadtorediscovery.com.